Welcome to the JAWS for Windows Basic Training Tutorial. JAWS for Windows is a text-to-speech screen reading program that allows blind, visually impaired, and otherwise print-impaired individuals the ability to access information from their computer screen. The acronym JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech and is currently supported in Windows 95, Windows 98, and Windows NT operating systems. Recommended minimum specifications are a Pentium-class computer, 133 MHz processor speed, 32 megabytes of random access memory, and 20 megabytes of available hard drive space. JAWS for Windows is a trademark of Hunter Joyce Incorporated, located in St. Petersburg, Florida. This tutorial is protected under international copyright laws and may not be reproduced or distributed without the express written permission of the copyright holder. All rights reserved. A table of contents follows. Table of contents for Tape 1, Side 1, Lesson 1, Installing JAWS for Windows, Lesson 2, Launching JAWS, Lesson 3, Desktop Orientation, Tape 1, Side 2, Lesson 4, The JAWS for Windows User Interface, Lesson 5, JAWS for Windows Help, Lesson 6, An Orientation to the HJPAD Application, Tape 2, Side 1, Lesson 6. An Orientation to the HJPAD Application. Continued. Lesson 7. Using the Spell Checker in HJPAD. Tape 2. Side 2. Using the Spell Checker in HJPAD. Continued. Lesson 8. Find and Replace. Lesson 9. Formatting a Document. Tape 3. Side 1. Lesson 10. HJPAD Sample Dialogues. Tape 3. Side 2, Lesson 10, HJPAD Sample Dialogues, Continued, Tape 4, Side 1, Lesson 11, Using the JAWS Format Options Dialog, Lesson 12, Printing a Document, Lesson 13, Customizing Your Folder Options in Earlier Versions of Windows 95 and Windows NT, Lesson 14, Customizing Your Folder Options in Later Versions of Windows 95 and Windows 98. Lesson 15. Using Windows Explorer. Tape 4. Side 2. Lesson 15. Using Windows Explorer. Continued. Lesson 16. Using the Recycle Bin. Lesson 17. Using the Windows Find Dialog. Lesson 18. Using the Windows System Control Panel. Tape 5. Side 1. Lesson 19. Using the JAWS Dictionary Manager. Lesson 20. Using the JAWS Autographic Labeler and the Graphics Wizard Dialog. Lesson 21. Using the Clipboard. Tape 5. Side 2. Lesson 22. Using the Windows Help Dialog. Lesson 23. Using the JAWS Drag and Drop Feature. Lesson 24. Using the Windows Taskbar Properties Dialog. Lesson 25. Using the Adjust JAWS Verbosity dialog. Tape 6. Side 1. Lesson 26. Using the JAWS Configuration Manager. Lesson 27. Using the JAWS Frame Manager. Lesson 28. Using the JAWS Keyboard Manager. Lesson 29. Troubleshooting. Tape 6. Side 2. Lesson 29. Troubleshooting. Continued. Lesson 30. Using Braille Displays with JAWS. This learning module is entitled Installing JAWS for Windows. This lesson is an overview of the JAWS for Windows installation process, including a brief discussion on hardware synthesizers and Braille displays. This lesson also includes information on how to handle authorization and update disks. Hello, my name's Michelle Ferguson, and I'm a trainer and tutorial developer at Henter Joyce. The JAWS for Windows installation is a talking installation and has been designed so that you can install JAWS for Windows and make installation decisions with the assistance of speech. The installation process has been designed to guide you through the installation procedure, so at some points important details will be spoken about a particular choice to help you make the correct decision for your custom installation. If your computer is equipped with speakers and a multimedia sound card, the initial part of the installation will be spoken. Before you place your JAWS for Windows CD in the CD-ROM drive, you want to make sure your speakers are plugged in, turned on, and the volume is turned up. Before you begin your installation, you will want to be aware of a few things if you're installing additional synthesizers and/or braille displays. If you're installing a hardware synthesizer, you want to make sure you know the name of the hardware synthesizer and what COM or serial port you'll be using for that synthesizer. As with the installation of any piece of hardware, if needed, you want to make sure you have the correct drivers installed for the hardware prior to installing the software. While we provide documentation on some speech synthesizers, the documentation that came with your synthesizer should be your primary source of information. You may find some documentation for your synthesizer in the JFW33 Tech Notes ENU directory. Also, when installing multiple synthesizers and you have a multimedia sound card, it is recommended as a precautionary measure to ensure you have speech immediately following the installation that you select the Eloquent Software Synthesizer that ships with JAWS for Windows as your default synthesizer. Then select your hardware synthesizer as your secondary synthesizer. That way, when you start JAWS for Windows after the installation, you can ensure your hardware synthesizer is working and still have speech. Later, when you're sure your hardware synthesizer is working correctly, you can switch your default synthesizer. Please refer to this section on using the Configuration Manager and the JAWS for Windows basic training tutorial if you need assistance. If you choose to install a braille display, make sure you know the name of that display and what COM or parallel port you'll be using for that display. Finally, before you begin your installation, make sure you have located the 3.5 floppies that have shipped with your product. The following are a couple of scenarios that could occur depending on your situation. You may have been shipped just an authorization disk, or if you're upgrading, you may have been shipped an update disk and an authorization disk. If you were shipped an update disk and you're prompted to insert that disk, please insert the update disk into the floppy drive so the computer can make the necessary updates. If your computer prompts you to insert an update disk and you do not have one, simply select the option that tells the computer you do not have an update disk and move on to the next step. When the computer prompts you to insert your authorization disk, please insert that disk into your floppy drive so the computer can move the authorization key onto your hard drive. This learning module is entitled Launching JAWS. This lesson demonstrates how to launch the JAWS for Windows screen reader from the Run dialog, how to check the Run JAWS First option from within the JAWS file menu, and also discusses advantages and disadvantages of using one method over another.
Hello, my name is Earl Harrison, audio production engineer and tutorial developer for Henter Joyce. Now we're going to approach this lesson using the scenario that I have just installed JAWS for Windows on my computer, have rebooted, but JAWS for Windows didn't automatically come up talking. When you first installed the program, assuming that all went well, that is, your authorization has been installed on your computer, and JAWS came up talking immediately upon completion of a successful installation using your default speech synthesizer settings or braille display settings, if you have a braille display, JAWS is not going to come up speaking automatically the next time you boot your computer, unless you set it to do so. And I'm going to show you how to do that in just a couple of minutes. However, you should know that there are several reasons why you may not want JAWS for Windows to come up speaking automatically each time your computer boots. One reason would be if you're running the Windows NT operating system. Run JAWS First is not supported in Windows NT with JAWS for Windows version 3.3 and earlier versions of JAWS for Windows. So the Run JAWS First option found within the Files menu of the JAWS main application window should not be enabled on Windows NT systems. Another reason for not selecting the Run JAWS First option would be in a situation where you have multiple users using one computer, and not all those users require a screen reader. In this situation, you may want to set up a hotkey that runs JAWS for Windows each time you press a certain key combination. And we're going to show you how to do this in the section on modifying taskbar properties. But for now, we're just going to use the Windows Run dialog to launch the JAWS for Windows program. So I've just booted up my computer, and I do not have speech running. That is, JAWS did not come up speaking automatically. So the first thing that I'm going to do is bring up the Windows Run dialog. There are a couple ways that I can do this. The first is by simply pressing what's known as the Windows logo key, and this is going to activate the Start menu. And the Windows logo key is typically located either second in from the lower left-hand corner of your main keyboard or third in from the lower right-hand corner of your main keyboard. And this is assuming that you're using a standard 104 Windows keyboard. If you're not using a 104 keyboard and you're using, let's say, a 101 keyboard, and you don't have a Windows logo key, the key combination of Control plus Escape will serve the same purpose to open the Start menu. So I'm going to go ahead and press the Windows logo key now. Of course, we don't hear anything because JAWS isn't running yet. The next thing that I'd like to do is activate the Run dialog. And since Run is the only item beginning with the letter R in my Start menu, as soon as I press the letter R, it's going to open that dialog. I'll go ahead and press the letter R now. Now I need to specify a drive, a folder name, and the name of the EXE that I'd like to launch. That is the executable that runs the JAWS for Windows program. And if you selected the default drive and folder name when you were installing the JAWS for Windows program, you would need to make the necessary substitutions. In my case, I selected the default options, that is /JFW33/JFW. I'll go ahead and type that in now. And I'll press the Enter key.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen sensitive help, press Insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help and dialog boxes, press Insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert plus W. Desktop. List view. Not selected my computer. 1 of 13.
So JAWS comes up talking, and the synthesizer that I'm using here is Eloquence, which is the dedicated software synthesizer that comes with JAWS for Windows. And of course, you may have a different synthesizer on your computer. You also may have heard something different on your computer, depending on how it's set up. In my case, we heard all the standard messages that are spoken each time you run the JAWS for Windows program. And the last thing that we heard was Taskbar, My Computer. So the only thing we really did was started the JAWS for Windows program. Now that we've got speech running, let's go take a look at that Run dialog once again. I'm going to activate the Start menu by pressing the Windows logo key.
Start menu, Programs submenu.
And JAWS speaks Start menu, Programs, and tells us that this is a submenu that's currently selected. I'm going to press the letter R to activate the Run dialog.
R, leaving menus, Start button, Run dialog, type the name of a program, comma, folder, comma, document, comma, or internet resource, comma, and Windows will open it for you, period. Open colon edit combo C colon /JFW33/JFW.
So we here type the name of a file, folder, or document, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo box, so that tells us that an edit combo box is the type of control that this is. And this edit field in this edit combo box is already filled out with C:\JFW33/JFW. And this is going to remain the case until we specify another path and file name. And this carries over from Windows session to Windows session. So if you're the last person to use the computer and nobody's made changes to this dialog, you could power down your computer, come back the next day, power it up, simply press the Windows logo key, the letter R, followed by Enter, and the JAWS for Windows program should be launched. I'm going to escape out of this dialog by pressing the Escape key.
Desktop list view not selected my computer 1 of 13.
And as you hear, my computer is selected on my desktop. Your computer probably spoke something different. Instead of having to go through this run dialog, though, because let's say I'm the only person using this computer and I want it to speak every time I boot up my computer, I'm going to go ahead and check that run JAWS first option that I mentioned earlier. In order to do this, I need to move my focus from where it is currently, which is on the Windows desktop, to the JAWS main application window, otherwise referred to as the JAWS program interface window. And I can accomplish this with a JAWS keystroke of insert plus the letter J. I'll go ahead and do this now.
JAWS.
And if you pressed insert in combination with the letter J on your computer, you should have gotten the same message, that is, JAWS. Notice if I press insert plus the letter J again, I'll go ahead and do this now. We don't hear anything. That's because our focus is already in the JAWS application window. I'm going to pull down the menu bar by pressing the Alt key, usually located on either side of the space bar on a standard 104 keyboard.
Menu bar, file.
And now I'm going to down arrow one time.
Menu active, run JAWS first.
JAWS announces menu active, run JAWS first. I'm going to press the Enter key here.
Enter, leaving menus, JAWS.
So our focus returns to the main application window. Now notice, if I press the Alt key again to activate the menu bar.
Menu bar, file.
And down arrow one time.
Menu active, run JAWS first checked.
We hear that the run JAWS first menu option is now checked. So now each time I start my computer, JAWS is going to automatically come up talking. Now I'm using a Windows 98 computer. This option will work in both Windows 98 and Windows 95, and as mentioned earlier, is not yet supported in Windows NT.
This learning module is entitled Desktop Orientation. This lesson introduces you to the primary controls of the Windows desktop, how to navigate between and within these controls, as well as how to modify the Windows desktop for optimal use with JAWS for Windows.
The first message that you're going to hear JAWS speak in this lesson is going to be at the Log On dialog, and the only times that you will encounter this dialog is if you're either working on a network or have user profiles specified on your computer. And JAWS will only come up speaking at this dialog if you have the Run JAWS First option checked.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen sensitive help, press insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help and dialog boxes, press insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press insert plus W. Enter network password dialog. Enter your network password for Microsoft networking period. Password colon edit.
I have just rebooted my computer, and remember in the previous lesson, we checked the Run JAWS First option from within the File menu of the JAWS main application window. The computer that I'm working on is a Windows 98 machine, and it's on a network, so I'm being prompted to enter a user password at this point. If you're the only user on your computer and you have no other user profile specified, and you're not on a network, chances are very good that you just heard the Microsoft startup music when you booted your computer. I'm going to go ahead and enter my password in now.
Stop, stop, star, star, stop, stop, star, star.
And I'll press the Enter key.
Enter. Taskbar. Desktop.
So on my computer, we heard the Windows 98 startup music. JAWS spoke desktop, which of course means the Windows desktop, and the Windows desktop is what you'll usually end up on as soon as you boot your computer. You can think of the desktop as the parent window to all other windows, and each of the components of the Windows desktop and the various applications that you want to run on your computer, such as your word processor, email package, or internet browser, can all be considered descendant windows of that Windows desktop. And as we move on through this tutorial, you'll get a good idea of how this type of hierarchical structure works. My focus is on the Windows desktop currently, but there is nothing selected. I'm going to press the Tab key one time.
Start button.
We hear JawSpeak, Start button. The Start button is what's activated when you press the Windows logo key. When you activate the Windows logo key, it opens a menu called the Start menu. And the Start menu is where you go to launch all your applications. There are three other items on the Windows desktop that I'd like to show you. To move between the various items on the desktop, simply press the Tab key. I'm going to press the Tab key one time.
Tab, toolbar.
And on my computer, JawSpeak's toolbar. Yours may have simply said taskbar, because if you're using Windows 95 or Windows NT, you won't encounter the toolbar, but Windows 98 users will encounter the toolbar if it is turned on. And by default, in Windows 98, the toolbar is turned on. And since there's really no advantage to the non-visual computer user for having the toolbar available to us, I'm going to show you how to turn that off in just a couple of minutes. But for now, I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, taskbar.
Here we end up on the taskbar, and the taskbar is where we can go to find out what programs are currently open on our computer. To navigate the taskbar, simply press the left and right arrow keys. I'm going to press the left arrow now.
JAWS tab.
I hear JAWS tab, and now I'll press the right arrow.
JAWS tab.
So we hear that JAWS is currently the only program running on my computer. I'm going to press the Tab key again.
Tab, desktop, list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 13.
Here we end up with our focus on the desktop list view. And the desktop list view contains icons, which are shortcuts from which you may launch programs or access folders and files, which we as users may specify to be placed on our Windows desktop. And of course, we can easily remove these shortcuts from our desktop as well. When we first tabbed to the desktop list view, we heard JawSpeak, desktop, not selected, my computer. So this gave us three pieces of information. It told us that we had just tabbed to the control, which is the desktop list view, that the first item in this list was not selected, and that it was called my computer. Simply press the space bar to select the first item in a list. I'll press the space bar now.
Space, my computer.
And my computer, the first item in our list, is now selected. I can move around within the desktop list view by using my up, down, left, and right arrow keys. Throughout these lessons, we're going to encounter some list views that are arranged vertically, in which you only need to use the up and down arrow keys to navigate. However, the desktop list view is arranged in rows and columns. And since the desktop list view is definable by the user, the number of times that you need to press the left, right, up, and down arrow keys is going to vary from computer to computer, depending on how many items you have on your desktop. I'm going to press the Tab key once again.
Start button.
And you can hear that we've cycled around back to our Start button. Just to recap, by default in Windows 98, there are four primary components to our Windows desktop, three if you're working in Windows NT and Windows 95 operating systems. The Start button, which when activated, opens a Start menu from which we may launch applications often contained within submenus of our Start menu and access various dialogs specific to the Windows environment, such as the Run dialog. There's the taskbar, on which we can check and see how many applications or what applications are open at any given time. And then there's the desktop list view, which contains icons that are actually shortcuts to launching applications and is definable by the user. You can see based on our desktop layout that we have at least two ways of launching any given application, either from within the Start menu or from our Windows desktop. We'll be using the Start menus to launch most applications because it just seems to be a more direct and logical way of doing so. To open the Start menu initially, we placed our focus on the Start button and then we pressed the Enter key. This isn't entirely necessary as there are a couple other ways to go about opening our Start menu. The first one is by using what's known as the Windows logo key. This key is typically located on a standard 104 Windows keyboard, either second in from the lower left-hand corner of your main keyboard, or third in from the lower right-hand corner of your main keyboard. You can press the Windows logo key from wherever you are, whether you're in an application or on the Windows desktop, it doesn't really matter, and you will activate your start menu. For example, I'm going to tab over to my desktop list view.
Tab, desktop, list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 11.
And now I'll press the Windows logo key.
Left Windows, start menu, program submenu.
I'm going to go ahead and open an application. Just about every computer, regardless of whether you're using Windows NT95 or Windows 98, is going to have a program called Notepad. Notepad is located within the program submenu, so I could simply press Enter on the program submenu where my focus is currently. Now remember, as with your desktop list view, you can add and remove start menu items. So when you activated your start menu, you may not have heard program submenu spoken. Although I know that my program submenu is selected right now and I could just press the Enter key to open it, I could also move within the start menu using first letter navigation. So I'm going to open my program submenu by pressing the letter P now.
P, accessories submenu, programs.
JAWS speaks, accessories submenu, programs. So it announces the first item within the program submenu, which in this case is accessories, and accessories is yet another submenu within the program submenu. So using first letter navigation automatically opened our program submenu when we pressed the letter P. However, if you have more than one item in your start menu beginning with the letter P, this would not have been the case. In this event, you would simply press the first letter of the menu item that you'd like to activate, and then press the Enter key. I'm going to press Enter here to open our accessories submenu, because that's where our Notepad program is.
Enter accessibility submenu.
And since I know that Notepad on my computer is the only item located within the accessories submenu beginning with the letter N, I'm going to go ahead and press the letter N now, and that program will be launched.
N, leaving menus, untitled-notepad, edit.
The last thing that we heard Josh speak was untitled-notepad, and for those of you who may not be aware, Notepad is nothing more than a basic text editing program. So now I have two applications open, JAWS for Windows and Notepad. And I can move between these two open applications with a keystroke Alt plus the Tab key. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Alt Tab, JAWS.
So JAWS currently has the focus. I'll press Alt plus Tab again.
Alt Tab, Untitled-Notepad, edit.
And now we're back to the Notepad main application window. Note that each time you press Alt plus Tab and release that key combination, you're going to toggle back and forth between the last two applications that you opened, and you can have several applications open at any given time. However, if you hold down the Alt key as you tap the Tab key and keep that Alt key held down, you're going to cycle between all currently open applications. My focus is on Notepad. And I'd like to go back to my Windows desktop. So I'm going to use a standard Windows keystroke of the Windows logo key in combination with the letter M, as in minimize, in which case all my currently open applications, both JAWS and Notepad, will be minimized and my focus will be placed back on the Windows desktop. I'll go ahead and press the Windows logo key in combination with the letter M, as in minimize now.
M. Desktop, list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 11.
So now we're back in our Windows desktop list view, and remember earlier when I had you cycle through the various components of the Windows desktop by pressing the Tab key, I'll go ahead and press the Tab key now.
Start button.
Here we are back on our Start button. I'll press Tab again.
Tab, toolbar.
There's our toolbar, and one more time.
Tab, taskbar.
And we hear that we're now on our taskbar, where all of our currently open applications appear. I can simply press the left and right arrow keys to move between currently open applications. I'm going to go ahead and press the right arrow now.
JAWS tab.
And again.
Untitled-Notepad tab.
And we hear that Notepad is the last item that appears on our taskbar, moving from left to right. Now remember, the Notepad application is already opened, it's just minimized. And our focus is currently on the taskbar of our desktop. The third technique that I'd like to show you for accessing open applications from the taskbar is by using the JAWS window list dialog. Now this is a nice new feature built into JAWS 3.3 that when activated allows you not only to bring up a list of open applications, but also lets you see what window state any of those applications happen to be in at the time. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the JAWS window list dialog by pressing the key combination of insert plus the function key F10. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Window list dialog, running applications list box, not selected desktop.
We end up in a list view. That is the control that currently has the focus in this dialog. And we heard JAWS speak, not selected desktop. Let's see what other items are available to us in this list. We can select the first item within the list by either pressing the down arrow key or the space bar. I'm going to press the space bar.
Space, desktop.
JAWS speaks desktop. I'm going to down arrow to see what the other items in this list are.
JAWS restored. Untitled-notepad maximized.
So those are the only two applications currently open on my computer. You may have a different number open on your computer. Notice, though, as we arrow down through the list of the currently open applications, we not only hear the name of the application, but we hear what window state that application happens to be in at the time. Now, a window can be in one of three states. Minimized, where the application actually appears at the bottom of the screen as an icon. Maximized, the window state that displays the most amount of information on your computer screen and is optimal for most applications with JAWS for Windows. Or restored, which is someplace between being minimized and maximized and is definable by the user. You can feel free to go ahead and tab through the other controls in this dialog box, but just to give you an idea of what else there is here besides our list view, I'm going to go ahead and press the JAWS keystroke to read a dialog box in tab order. That keystroke is insert plus the letter B, as in box.
Read box in tab order, window list, running applications, list box, desktop, JAWS restored, untitled-notepad maximized, minimize button, maximize button, close button, switch to button, exit button, help button, running applications, run ... button, about button.
So insert B is a good command to use if you end up in a dialog box that you've never been in before, for example, and you want to quickly find out what other controls there are within that dialog box. Another JAWS command that I'd like to show you is how to check and see what the default button is in a dialog box. And what I mean by default button is the button that's going to be activated when you press the Enter key. So for example, if JAWS reports that the OK button is the default button for a certain dialog box, this means that you don't actually have to tab over to that OK button and then press Enter once you get there. You could simply press the Enter key from where you are and that button will be activated. The keystroke to check the default button is Insert in combination with the letter E as an echo. I'm going to go ahead and press that keystroke now.
Default button is Switch to.
So we hear in this dialog box, the default button is called Switch To. So this means that if I were to press the Enter key from right where my focus is here in the list view with the Notepad application selected, I would activate that Switch To button and I'd be brought into Notepad. I'm going to go ahead and press the Enter key to activate that Switch To button and get back into the Notepad application.
Enter Untitled-Notepad Edit.
I'm going to go ahead and exit the Notepad application by pressing the Windows standard keystroke to exit an application of Alt in combination with the function key F4.
Alt F4, Notepad dialog, the text in the untitled file has changed, period. Do you want to save the changes? Question, yes button.
And no, I don't want to save the changes. I could either tab over to the No button and press Enter or press the letter N. I'll press the letter N.
N, JAWS.
The next thing that I'd like to show you is how to gather items within the system tray. The system tray is part of the taskbar, and when you install programs on your computer, some of these programs are going to place icons in the system tray, and this is probably most beneficial for the mouse user who could simply drag their mouse over to those icons and click on them to activate a given application. JAWS for Windows has the ability to examine the system tray and place those icons in a simple list view. I'm going to go ahead and press the keystroke Insert plus the function key F11 to activate this command now.
Select the system tray icon dialog list box. Task scheduler is ready, period. 1 of 6.
So again, this is going to depend on what programs have been installed on your computer, but an item that you'll typically find in the system tray is the volume control. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow until I hear volume.
MCAVV shield, volume.
And there it is. If I were to press enter here, I could actually go out and set my system volume for my multimedia sound system. I'm not going to do that, however. I'm going to press the escape key simply to exit this dialog.
JAWS.
Earlier in this lesson, I mentioned that Windows 98 had an additional component added to the Windows desktop. That extra component is known as the Quick Launch Toolbar. The toolbar contains icons that a sighted user could quickly glance at, move their mouse pointer over to whatever item on the toolbar they'd like to activate, and click on it. However, that toolbar isn't very accessible using a screen reader, so I'm going to show you how to turn that off. Windows 95 and NT users don't have to worry about this item because there is no Quick Launch Toolbar in either of those operating systems, so feel free to fast forward to the next section if you don't have to worry about a Quick Launch Toolbar. The Quick Launch option can be either checked or unchecked, and it is found in a submenu to the context menu called Toolbars. It's important that you realize that your context menu is going to change based on the location of your application focus. For example, the toolbar submenu that we'll be accessing is only available to us when our application focus is on either the taskbar or the Quick Launch Toolbar controls on our desktop. So it will not be available if our focus is on either the Start button or the Desktop List view. We heard when I exited Notepad that my focus went back to my taskbar, so my application focus is where I want it. You may have to tab to your taskbar or Quick Launch Toolbar so that the toolbar submenu is available to you. The context menu can be activated in one of two ways. If you're using a standard 104 Windows keyboard, simply pressing the context key, typically located second in from the lower right-hand corner of your main keyboard, or if you don't have a Windows keyboard, pressing the key combination of Shift plus the function key F10 will get you into the same place. I'm going to press my Windows context key now.
Applications, context menu, toolbar submenu.
Okay, so the context menu has been open, and the currently selected item in my context menu is toolbar submenu. So I'm going to press Enter to open the toolbar submenu.
Enter address.
The first item in my toolbar submenu is address, and I'm going to down arrow until I hear the words Quick Launch checked.
Links. Desktop. Quick Launch checked.
There it is. I'll press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Taskbar.
My focus landed back on my taskbar. The toolbar option is no longer present.
You have reached the end of side one. Please fast forward to the end to queue up side two and turn the tape over. Tape one, side two, lesson four, the JAWS for Windows user interface. Lesson five, JAWS for Windows help. Lesson six, an orientation to the HJPAD application. This learning module is entitled The JAWS for Windows User Interface. This lesson introduces you to several menu options within the JAWS application window and shows you how to modify voice menu options.
So far in these basic training lessons, you've learned how to launch two applications, JAWS for Windows, which you launched from the Run dialog, and then later checked Run JAWS first, so JAWS would come up talking every time you started your computer, and the Notepad program, the basic text editing software that comes with Windows 95, Windows NT, and Windows 98 operating systems. As you may recall, we were able to move our application focus between these two programs by pressing the Alt in combination with the Tab key. This is what allows us to multitask in the Windows environment, that is, have more than one program running at any given time, and work between these programs by moving our application focus. And we've already learned a few different ways of moving our application focus. We can either press the key combination of Alt plus Tab to move between currently open programs, or we can access currently open programs from the taskbar. You may also recall that JAWS for Windows has a hotkey or shortcut key combination that allows us to place our application focus on the JAWS main application window. I'm going to go ahead and press that key combination of Insert plus the letter J now.
JAWS.
This keystroke should land you in the JAWS main application window, regardless of what other programs are currently running. While you will discover several shortcuts as you go through these lessons, understand that virtually any function or feature that you would like to access having to do with JAWS may be accessed from within the menu system of the JAWS main application window. Let's take a look at some of these menu options now. I'll activate the menu bar by pressing the Alt key.
Menu bar file.
You may recall that this is the menu that we used when we checked the Run JAWS First option in the first lesson of this tutorial. I'm going to right arrow to our next menu bar item.
Voices.
Here's the Voices menu where we can adjust the various voice characteristics of our speech synthesizer, such as rate of speech and pitch. I'll right arrow again.
Utilities.
The Utilities menu contains several more advanced items, such as the various JAWS managers, and we'll be covering these managers in some detail later in this tutorial. I'm going to right arrow to the next menu bar option.
Language.
The Language menu allows us to switch between multiple synthesizers and or supported languages. I'll arrow to the next item on the menu bar.
Help.
The Help menu. We'll be going into some detail on using help with JAWS for Windows. I'll right arrow again. And we've ended up on our application control menu, which JAWS does not speak. However, if I were to down arrow here, I would activate the associated pull-down menu. I'm going to right arrow again.
File.
And we're back to File where we began. Let's go ahead and change some voice settings by first arrowing over to the Voices menu. I'll do this now.
Voices.
And down arrow to activate the associated pull-down menu.
Menu active, global dot dot dot.
I'm going to quickly down arrow through the other items in this pull-down menu until I come back to global, just to give you an idea of what other menu items there are in our Voices pull-down menu.
Keyboard dot dot dot. PC cursor dot dot dot. JAWS cursor dot dot dot. Message dot dot dot. Uppercase dot dot dot. Global dot dot dot.
And here we are back at global. When we first activated this pull-down menu, we immediately got three pieces of information. First, that our voices menu was now active. The first item within our voices menu, which is global, was selected. And we also heard JAWS speak dot dot dot. Pressing enter on an item with a dot dot dot, otherwise known as an ellipsis, will activate a dialog box. The global option in our voices pull-down menu is currently selected. This means that all those other items that we saw as we were down arrowing through this menu, such as keyboard, JAWS cursor, and PC cursor, are all going to be affected the same, as opposed to individually, by activating the voices global dialog box. I'm going to press enter to activate this dialog box now.
Enter, leaving menus, global voice settings, dialog, volume, edit, set this using system volume control, period.
Since I'm using Eloquence, which is the dedicated software synthesizer that comes with JAWS for Windows, there is no option for setting the volume level in this dialog box. This is because the volume of Eloquence, or your software synthesizer, is going to be set depending on how your system volume is set. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Right colon 175 left right scroll bar 10%.
JAWS tells us that the rate is currently set at a value of 175. The type of control this is a left-right scroll bar, and that a value of 175 is equal to 10% of what's available on this scroll bar. JAWS for Windows utilizes what's known as standard Microsoft Foundation classes, making it easy for us to identify the type of control that our application focus is currently resting on. So if you ever have any question as to how to proceed within a certain dialog box or how a particular control works, you can use the keystroke of Insert plus the function key F1 to get screen-sensitive help. I'll go ahead and press Insert plus F1 now.
This is a scroll bar. Use the right arrow, down arrow, or page down keys to increase the value. Use the left arrow, or page up keys to decrease the value. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So JAWS first identifies the type of control that this is, how to use the control, and then how to proceed within a particular dialog box. In the case of this left-right scroll bar, JAWS tells us that we can either use the down arrow, right arrow, or page down key to increase the value, that is, increase our rate, or we can use the left arrow, or page up keys to decrease the value of this control. I'm going to first press the right arrow to increase my rate.
176, 177, 178.
And of course, left arrow does the same thing in the opposite direction.
177, 176, 175.
If I want to jump by larger units, I can press the page up and page down keys. I'll go ahead and press the page down key now to increase my value.
245.
Again.
315.
And again.
385.
And, of course, pressing the page up key or the number 9 on the numpad will decrease the value. I'm going to go back to 175.
315, 245, 175.
If I want to start out at one extreme or another, I can either slow JAWS all the way down by pressing the home key, which is the same as the number 7 on your numeric keypad. I'll go ahead and press this now.
100.
And if I want to speed it all the way up and use that as a starting point and then slow it down by pressing my page up key, I can press the number 1, which is the end key on my numeric keypad. So if you didn't catch that, the fastest possible value with this slider is 800. I'd like to set my speech rate back to a value of 175. So since I'm at 800 right now and I know that the lowest possible value with this left-right scroll bar is 100, I'm going to press the home key to get back to 100.
100.
Now I'll press the page down key.
170.
And now a right arrow to 175.
171. 172. 173. 174. 175.
I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, pitch colon 65 left right scroll bar 64%.
Again, I can go from one extreme to the other by either pressing the home or end keys. I'll press the home key now.
One.
There's a voice with some authority. And I'll press the number one key or end key to set JAWS at the highest pitch.
100.
You can hear that there's a reason for our default settings being what they are. We try to place our default settings in the most comfortable range for listening for long periods of time. I'm going to page up to decrease the value of this left-right scroll bar.
91.
And I'm going to go until I get back to 64, which is our default setting.
82, 73, 64.
And I'm going to keep the default setting for my pitch. Of course, you can feel free to change yours to whatever you're comfortable with. I'm going to tab to the next control.
tab, person, colon, combo box, read.
Here we can select the person or voice that we would like to use, and this is a different type of control called a combo box. Let's press Insert plus F1 to get screen-sensitive help on this control.
This is a combo box. Type in the value or use Alt plus down arrow to open the list box. Use the arrow keys to move between the items. Use Alt plus up arrow or escape to close the list box. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So what this means is that if I know what I'd like to put in this combo box, I can simply type it in at this point. And if I don't, I can down arrow through the choices in this combo box. We heard that we could use the Alt plus down arrow key to open the list box. And we can use Alt plus up arrow to close that list box. Some programs require that you use these commands. However, in this case, we can simply use our arrow keys. I'm going to press the down arrow key.
Shelley.
There's a person named Shelley.
Bobby.
There's Bobby.
Rocco.
There's Rocco.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Sandy.
Sandy.
Grandma.
Grandma.
Grandpa.
And Grandpa. I'm simply going to press the home key to jump back up to the top of this list.
Home, read.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, punctuation, colon, combo box, all.
By default, JAWS is set to speak all punctuation. And this all punctuation option is at the bottom of this particular list. So I can have JAWS speak all punctuation. I'll up arrow.
Most.
Most punctuation. I'll up arrow again.
Some.
I can have JAWS speak some punctuation. I'll up arrow again.
None.
Or I can have JAWS speak no punctuation at all. I'm going to jump back down to the end of this list and select all punctuation once again.
End all.
Selecting the punctuation level from within this dialog is going to affect the default settings. In the section on using the Configuration Manager, you'll learn how to set application-specific punctuation level, which means the JAWS will speak at whatever punctuation level you set in this dialog box until you load an application for which you've specified a different punctuation level using the JAWS Configuration Manager. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, OK button.
Here's my OK button, and I do not want to activate this button because if I do, any of the settings that I changed in this dialog box is going to affect all those other options in the Voices menu the same. Since I don't want my PC cursor voice, JAWS cursor voice, or message voices all set with the same voice parameters, I'm going to cancel any of the changes that I made in my Global Voice Settings dialog by pressing the Escape key and return my application focus back to the JAWS main application window.
JAWS.
This learning module is entitled JAWS for Windows Help. In this lesson, you will learn how to access the help you need depending on your situation. You will learn about different types of user help available in dialog boxes and programs for which application-specific help has been written. You will also learn how to use keyboard help to familiarize yourself with your keyboard layout.
JAWS for Windows provides several help options that are available to you at any time when using the JAWS for Windows screen reader. The most basic help option is called Keyboard Help. This help option may be toggled on or off at any time, irregardless of what application currently has the focus. When toggled on, Keyboard Help allows you to explore the keyboard without affecting the application that you happen to be in at the time. So if you're new to JAWS for Windows, or computers in general, Keyboard Help will allow you to quickly locate various characters on your keyboard and help you review JAWS commands without affecting the application that you're working in. The JAWS keystroke used to toggle on keyboard help is the key combination of insert on the numeric keypad in combination with the number 1 on your numbers row. That is, the number 1 just above and slightly to the left of the letter Q on your main keyboard. I'll go ahead and press this keystroke now.
Keyboard help on.
JAWS speaks keyboard help on. Now I'm in a position where I can press any key on my keyboard, and JAWS will either announce what that key is, or if it's a JAWS keystroke, will both announce the keystroke and then give you a detailed description on what that keystroke does. For example, now that I've got keyboard help turned on, I'm going to press the number 5 on my numeric keypad.
Numpad 5, say character, says the character at the cursor.
And JAWS speaks, numpad 5, say character, says the character at the cursor. So this is a JAWS command. If I press the enter key, I'll go ahead and do this now.
Enter.
Notice that JAWS simply speaks, enter, because this is not a JAWS keystroke. At this time, I'd like you to stop the lesson and spend some time exploring your keyboard. If you're using a desktop keyboard, pay extra attention to your numeric keypad. In the next lesson, you're going to be learning how to navigate a text document using that numeric keypad. And I'll be referring to the numeric keypad as the numpad in later lessons. Please stop the lesson now and join me again after you've spent some time exploring your keyboard. Now that you've explored your keyboard, you can toggle keyboard help off with the same keystroke that you used to turn it on. Insert plus the number 1 on your numbers row. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Keyboard help off.
By default, JAWS for Windows is set at a beginner level of verbosity. The other two verbosity settings are intermediate and advanced. We'll be discussing the adjust JAWS verbosity in a later lesson. I'm only bringing it up now because when JAWS is set at the beginner level of verbosity, each time you load the JAWS for Windows program, a help message is going to be spoken. And that message sounds like this.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen sensitive help, press insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help and dialog boxes, press insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press insert plus W.
So right away, as soon as we load the JAWS for Windows program, we get three pieces of information on where to find help. The first one was, for screen-sensitive help, press insert plus F1. Provided that the software that you are running uses what are known as standard Microsoft Foundation classes, or if you're using one of the several popular off-the-shelf applications for which JAWS configurations and scripts have been designed, insert plus F1 will give you help based on the current location of your application focus. For example, my application focus is currently on the Windows desktop list view. So I'm going to press insert plus the function key F1 to hear what screen-sensitive help has to say about my desktop list view.
This is the desktop list view. It contains shortcut icons. Use the arrow keys to move from item to item, or press the first letter of the desired item. Press enter or double-click to select. Press tab to move to the start button or shift plus tab to move to the taskbar. If the desktop items are not being read correctly, you may need to minimize all applications. This can be accomplished with insert plus F6.
So we get quite a lengthy description on how to proceed in our desktop list view, as well as how to move around on our desktop. I'm going to press the tab key to move to the start button.
Start button.
And now I'll press insert plus F1 to get screen-sensitive help on the start button.
This is the start button. Press enter to open the start menu. Items in the start menu are used to launch applications, or tab to move to the taskbar. You can use control plus escape to activate this menu at any time.
I'll tab to the taskbar.
Tab. Taskbar.
And I'm going to do the same thing here. Insert plus the function key F1.
This is the taskbar. It contains the currently running applications. Use the arrow keys to move between the tabs. Use Enter to invoke the application. Use Alt plus Enter to open the Taskbar Properties dialog. Use the Tab key to move to the desktop.
Another help item mentioned when we first launched the JAWS for Windows program is Hotkey Help, which is activated by pressing Insert in combination with the letter H. I'm going to press this keystroke, but shortly thereafter, I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech. Feel free to stop the lesson and listen to this message in its entirety, and then resume the lesson. I'll press Insert plus the letter H now.
Here are some JAWS hotkeys for general use. Screen sensitive help message, use Insert plus F1. JAWS help for applications, use Insert plus F1, press twice quickly. Windows tips on navigation, use Insert plus W.
And I press the Control key to silence speech. The last message that we heard before I pressed the Control key told us that for Windows tips on navigation, press Insert plus the letter W. I'm going to press that keystroke, and then I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech. Again, feel free to stop the lesson and listen to this message in its entirety. I'll press Insert plus W now.
The following Windows keyboard commands can be useful. To open the Start menu, use Control plus Escape. For Windows help, press F1. To exit an application, use Alt plus F4.
And I press the Control key to silence speech. Now let's go to the JAWS main application window and see what kind of help we can get from within the JAWS help menu. I'll press Insert plus the letter J to bring my focus to the JAWS main application window.
JAWS.
And now I'm going to activate the JAWS help pull-down menu by pressing the key combination of Alt plus the letter H.
Alt H. Menu active. Help JFW help topics. F1.
The JAWS help pull-down menu has been activated, and JAWS tells us that JFW help topics is the first selected item in this particular menu. I'm going to press down arrow until I cycle back around to this first item. That is JFW help topics. I'll down arrow.
Quick reference. What apostrophe S new. Customizing JFW. End user license agreement. Technical support ... About JAWS for Windows ... JFW help topics. F1.
Once again, we hear JFW help topics, F1. F1 indicating that if we had just pressed the F1 key to begin with, we would end up in the dialog that we're going to go into when we press the Enter key here. I'm going to go ahead and press the Enter key now.
Enter. Leaving menus. JAWS. JAWS for Windows 3.3 help. Help topics : contents dialog. Contents page. Click a book comma, and then click open period. Or click another tab comma, such as index period. Preview, book welcome to JAWS for Windows closed.
So here we are in what's called the Help Contents dialog, and we're given some instructions on how to proceed in this dialog, and the control that our focus is placed on is a tree view, on which the currently selected item is what's referred to as a book called Welcome to JAWS for Windows, and this book is closed. I can confirm this by pressing the JAWS keystroke to read the current line, that is, the key combination of Insert plus Up arrow, or the number 8 on the numpad.
Book Welcome to JAWS for Windows closed.
I can open this book by pressing the right arrow key.
Welcome to JAWS for Windows.
We hear Welcome to JAWS for Windows, which is enough to let me know that this book is now open, but if I wanted to, I could use that read current line command again. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Book Welcome to JAWS for Windows opened.
So now that I've opened this book, I'm going to down arrow in this tree view to see what topics are included in this book.
Topic Welcome.
There's the Welcome topic.
Topic Documentation Conventions.
Again.
Topic Getting Help.
And I'm going to go ahead and press Enter on this topic, Getting Help.
Enter. JAWS for Windows 3.2 Help. Getting help information and help is provided in a variety of formats and places, period. The audio tape training package gives you the best possible start on your road to mastering Microsoft Windows and JFW, period.
I press the control key to silence speech. We can review the current screen by pressing the JAWS keystroke of control plus the insert plus the down arrow key, also referred to as the Control Say All key. I'm going to press this keystroke, and shortly thereafter, I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech.
Information and help is provided in a variety of formats and places, period. The audio tape training package gives you the best possible start on your road to mastering Microsoft Windows and JFW, period.
I press the Control key, and as you can hear, our speech synthesizer's voice changed. This is because there is no caret or insertion point for our PC cursor to follow, so the JAWS cursor, which is synonymous to our mouse pointer, is turned on, and as JAWS is reading, the mouse pointer is actually moving across the screen. Pressing the Control key stops the mouse pointer on the last word that you heard spoken, allowing you to easily navigate using the JAWS cursor or mouse pointer. And this, of course, allows you to view a help topic in detail. We could advance to the next screen by pressing the key combination of Control plus the page down key or number 3 key on the numpad. I'm going to press this keystroke, and shortly thereafter I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech.
A large amount of technical information for those who want to set up JFW to respond to the greatest challenges of Microsoft Windows is available in the appropriate user language subdirectory in.
Or we could go to the previous screen by pressing Control plus the page up or number 9 key on the numpad. I'm going to press this keystroke, and shortly thereafter I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech.
Information and help is provided in a variety of formats and places, period. The audio tape training package get you.
I'm going to exit help now and return my focus back to the JAWS application window by simply pressing the escape key.
JAWS.
I'm going to activate the help dialog once again, except this time instead of pressing Alt plus the letter H and then Enter, I'm going to press F1 to activate the Help Contents dialog.
F1. JAWS for Windows 3.2 Help. Help Topics : Contents dialog. Contents page. Click a book, comma, and then click Open, period. Or click another tab, comma, such as Index, period. Tree view. Book. Welcome to JAWS for Windows closed.
And I'm going to down arrow until I hear Windows and Applications.
Book getting started closed. Book JFW Basics closed. Book Windows and Applications closed.
I'm going to right arrow to open this book.
Windows and Applications.
There can be books as well as topics contained within a book. I'm going to down arrow until I hear using JFW with popular Windows applications.
Book Exploring Microsoft Windows closed. Book Using JFW with popular applications closed.
I'll open this book by pressing right arrow.
Using JFW with popular applications.
And I can either arrow down through the topics in this book, or I can get to the one that I'm looking for by using first letter navigation. In this case, let's just use, for an example, the Word 8 help file. I'll press the letter W to quickly bring me to the Word 8 topic now.
W, Word 8.
Enter to open this topic.
Enter. JAWS for Windows 3.3 Help plus Word 8. Here are the instructions on using Microsoft Word version 8 with JAWS for Windows version 3.3, period. This file is written in the following order: : System requirements, helpful hints, keystrokes and descriptions. System requirements: Microsoft Word is supported both under Microsoft Windows 95 and Microsoft Windows NT, period.
I press Control to silence speech. If I had actually been in the Microsoft Word 8 program and press the key combination of Insert plus the function key F1 twice in rapid succession, this very same help screen would then come up. And this is known as application-specific help. That is, what you need to know about using a particular application with JAWS for Windows. I'm going to press the Escape key to return to the JAWS main application window.
JAWS.
The last thing that I'm going to show you in this section is a JAWS help menu item called About JAWS. The About JAWS screen contains information about the JAWS for Windows program, such as authors, copyright information, and version number, as well as information about you. That is your serial number and whether or not you are a software maintenance agreement holder. It's extremely helpful to have this information handy should you ever need to place a phone call to either the Henter Joyce technical support or customer service teams. About Help can be found in the Help pull-down menu. I'm going to go ahead and activate that menu with an Alt plus the letter H now.
Alt H menu active help JFW help topics F1.
And I can either arrow down to About Help or simply press the letter A.
This learning module is entitled, An Orientation to the HJPAD Application. HJPAD is a word processor that has been developed by Henter Joyce. In this lesson, you will receive an orientation to the HJPAD application layout, practice navigating text within a document, and practice opening and closing documents. You will also learn how to navigate the various window controls found in dialog boxes using the sample dialogs provided with HJPAD.
The HJPAD application that comes with JAWS for Windows is a fully functioning word processing program. The HJPAD application has been included to serve as an example of how a typical Windows application is laid out, as well as illustrate the many controls and dialogues that you will encounter while working in the Windows environment. The HJPAD application can be located in the JAWS for Windows, or JFW, submenu under Programs in my Start menu. I'll go ahead and press the Windows logo key to open the Start menu now.
Left Windows, Start menu, Programs submenu.
I'll press Enter to open the Programs submenu.
Enter, Accessories submenu.
And I'll press the letter J until I hear JFW33.
JFW33.
I'll press Enter to open the JFW33 submenu.
Enter, JAWS.
The first selected item within this submenu is JAWS, which would actually run the JAWS for Windows program if it wasn't running already. HJPAD is listed in this submenu as Run HJPAD, so I'm going to quickly move to the Run HJPAD selection in this menu by typing the letter R.
R, Register.
I'll press R again.
R, Run Dr. JAWS.
And again.
R, Run HJPAD.
There it is. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Document-HJPAD. Edit.
So I've just launched the HJPAD application, and my focus is sitting in an empty document. So I'm in a position where I can simply start typing text in this document if I'd like to. But before we do this, I'm going to give you a brief overview of how the HJPAD application window is laid out. The first thing that I would like to do is maximize the HJPAD application window. A window can be in one of three states, either minimized, where the window appears as an icon down near the bottom of your computer screen, maximized, where the window is enlarged to display the most amount of text on your computer screen, or in a restored state, which is someplace between being minimized and maximized and is definable by the user. Currently, my HJPAD application window is in a restored state, and this will be the case by default the first time you launch the HJPAD application. So I'm going to carry out the keyboard commands that will allow me to activate the application control menu and change our setting from restored to maximized. The key combination to activate the application control menu is Alt in combination with the space bar.
Alt space menu active, restore grade.
JAWS speaks Alt space, the keystroke that we pressed, menu active, restore grade. And grade is an indication that a menu item is unavailable. And the reason this menu item is unavailable is because our application window is already in a restored state. I'm going to down arrow through this pull-down menu until I hear the word maximize.
Move. Size. Minimize. Maximize.
That's what I'm looking for. I'll press enter on this.
Enter, leaving menus, document-hjpad, edit.
Now my HJPad application window takes up the entire screen instead of just a portion of it. Notice if we activate the application control menu again, Alt space bar.
Alt space menu active, restore.
That option is no longer grade, but if I down arrow to maximize, I'll go ahead and do this.
Move grade, size, minimize, maximize grade.
We hear that that option is now grade. As soon as I got into this application control menu, I could have simply pressed the letter X, and this window would have been maximized. The letter X is the accelerator key assigned to the maximize option, and this is pretty standard. The letter that represents the accelerator key for a given menu item is typically highlighted, and we can find out what that accelerator letter is simply by pressing the number 5 on your numpad. I'll go ahead and do this now.
X.
And JAWS speaks X as an X-ray. So if I wanted to quickly maximize, or restore, or minimize for that matter, I could simply press Alt plus spacebar, followed by the accelerator key that represents the menu item that I'd like to activate. Since our application control menu is already maximized, I'm simply going to press the Escape key to return to my main application window. I'll press it once.
Menu bar, document-hjpad, edit.
This places our focus on the menu bar. We'll be talking more about that in just a couple of minutes. And I'll press the Escape key a second time.
Leaving menu bar, document-hjpad, edit.
And we hear the message, leaving menu bar. And my focus is placed back into the edit field of my HJPad main application window.
You have reached the end of side 2. Please fast forward to the end to queue up side 1 for your next listening.